Dreamscape from the Media Motel.
Heaven's embroidered cloths, inwrought with golden and silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths of night and light and the half-light, I would spread the cloths under your feet. But I, being poor, have only my dreams. I have spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly, because you tread on my dreams.
Thank you. My true love hath my heart, and I have his, by just exchange one for another given. I hold his dear, and mine he cannot miss. There never was a better bargain driven. My true love hath my heart, and I have his. His heart in me keeps him and me in one. My heart in him his thoughts and senses guides. He loves my heart, for once it was his own. I cherish his because in me it bides. My true love hath my heart, and I have his.
She walks in beauty, like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies. One shade the more, one ray the less, had half impaired the nameless grace which waves in every raven tress, or softly lightens o'er her face, where thoughts serenely sweet express how pure, how dear their dwelling place. And on that cheek, and o'er that brow, so soft, so calm, yet eloquent, the smiles that win, the tints that glow, but tell of days in goodness spent, a mind at peace with all below, a heart whose love is innocent.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Time will say nothing, but I told you so. Time only knows the price we have to pay. If I could tell you, I would let you know. If we should weep when clowns put on their show, if we should stumble when musicians play, time will say nothing, but I told you so. There are no fortunes to be told, although, because I love you more than I can say, if I could tell you, I would let you know. The winds must come from somewhere when they blow. There must be reasons why the leaves decay. Time will say nothing, but I told you so. Perhaps the roses really want to grow. The vision seriously intends to stay. If I could tell you, I would let you know. Suppose all the lions get up and go, and all the brooks and soldiers run away. Will time say nothing, but I told you so? If I could tell you, I would let you know.
I do count the clock that tells the time, and see the brave day sunk in hideous night. When I behold the violet past prime, and sable curls all silvered o'er with white. When lofty trees I see barren of leaves, which erst from heat did canopy the herd, all summer's green, all girded up in sheaves, borne on the bier with white and bristly beard. Then of thy beauty do I question make, that thou among the wastes of time must go, since sweets and beauties do themselves forsake, and die as fast as they see others grow. And nothing 'gainst time's scythe can make defence, save breed, to brave him when he takes thee hence.
Santi Gujo. flying, though the winds are all still. On the green grass now lying, now mounting the hill. The spring from the fountain now boils like a pot. Through stones past the counting, it bubbles red hot. The ground parched and cracked is like overbaked bread. The green sward all racked is, bents dried up and dead. The fallow fields glitter like water indeed, and gossamers twitter flung from weed unto weed. Hilltops like hot iron glitter bright in the sun, and the rivers we are eyeing burn to gold as they run. Burning hot is the ground, liquid gold is the air. Whoever looks round sees eternity there.
Into my heart an air that kills from yon far country blows. What are those blue remembered hills? What spires, what farms are those? That is the land of lost content. I see it shining plain, the happy highways where I went and cannot come again.
Thank you.
I carry your heart with me. I carry it in my heart. I am never without it. Anywhere I go, you go, my dear. And whatever is done by only me is your doing, my darling. I fear no fate, for you are my fate, my sweet. I want no world. For beautiful, you are my world, my true. And it's you are whatever a moon has always meant, and whatever a sun will always sing is you. Here is the deepest secret nobody knows. Here is the root of the root, and the bud of the bud, and the sky of a tree called life, which grows higher than the soul can hope, or mind can hide. And this is the wonder that's keeping the stars apart. I carry your heart. I carry it in my heart.
Needed What is love? Sooner or later, we begin to understand that love is more than verses on Valentine's and romance in the movies. We begin to know that love is here and now, real and true, the most important thing in our lives. For love is the creator of our favorite memories and the foundation of our fondest dreams. Love is a promise that is always kept, a fortune that can never be spent, a seed that can flourish in even the most unlikely of places. And this radiance that never fades, this mysterious and magical joy, is the greatest treasure of all, one known only to those who love.
Has not anything to show more fair. Dull would he be of soul who could pass by a sight so touching in its majesty. The city now doth like a garment wear the beauty of the morning. Silent, bare, ships, towers, domes, theatres, and temples lie open unto the fields and to the sky. All bright and glittering in the smokeless air. Never did sun more beautifully steep in his first splendor valley, rock, or hill. Ne'er saw I, never felt a calm so deep. The river glideth at his own sweet will. Dear God, the very houses seem asleep, and all that mighty heart is lying still.
Lay your sleeping head, my love, human, on my faithless arm. Time and fevers burn away, individual beauty from thoughtful children, and the grave proves the child ephemeral. But in my arms till break of day, let the living creature lie, mortal, guilty, but to me, the entirely beautiful. Soul and body have no bounds to lovers as they lie upon her tolerant, enchanted slope in their ordinary swoon. Grave the vision Venus sends of supernatural sympathy, universal love and hope, while an abstract insight wakes among the glaciers and the rocks, the hermit's sensual ecstasy. Certainty, fidelity, on the stroke of midnight pass, like vibrations of a bell, and fashionable madmen raise their pedantic, boring cry. Every farthing of the cost, all the dreaded cards foretell, shall be paid, but from this night not a whisper, not a thought, not a kiss, nor look be lost. Beauty, midnight, vision dies. Let the winds of dawn that blow softly round your dreaming head such a day of sweetness show, I and knocking heart may bless, find the mortal world enough, noons of dryness you fed by the involuntary powers, nights of insult let you pass, watched by every human love.
Only silence remains, because I have to listen to him. I have to listen to the silence. I have to experience him.
Oh, They were not. Dreamscape of Morpheus was compiled and produced by Terence Dackham. You have been listening to a Dackham Media production.